This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got the last day of sales, and maybe more sales to come. We also have some CS2 news, more PlayStation news, and some Valve news. But today, we start with BlizzCon. And BGC247.com did say that BlizzCon collections did get some criticism because of the high price for the Overwatch 2 skins. So, this is according to the both Epic Packs and the Legendary Packs, which means World of Warcraft Dragonflight gets a pet and a banner toy for the Epic Pack. Diablo 4 gets a mount trophy, and a Demon Mother Constance mount trophy. Overwatch 2, which is what they're talking about, gets 1,000 credits, a murky weapon charm, and a mystery name card, so on and so forth. But then, since the story goes to Overwatch 2, we'll take a look at the Legendary Pack, where it has Overwatch 2, Drowned Warrior Sigma Epic Skin, and the Season 7 Premium Battle Pass. Now, the Overwatch 2 players did have a bone to pick with Blizzard, which is why Overwatch 2 players are incensed, because the Season 7 Battle Pass at $50 came with the Legendary Pack. But if they wanted the Lilith Moria and the Aeris Feral Legendary skins, they would also have to purchase the Ultimate Battle Pass bundle for $40, which also includes the Premium Pass. Which means if Overwatch 2 players want the content included with BlizzCon, would have to purchase the Battle Pass twice, and there's no discount for that. So that does end up with $90 just for the Battle Pass. Now, Diablo 4 may also be in a bit of trouble. GamesRadar.com did say that Diablo 4, the worst class, is now getting a 400% buff. But the fans say that's not enough. So in the last update, the changes that came to Diablo 4 in Season 2, which is called the Season of Blood, well, that was part of the developer update that was last night. And they did talk about some sorcerer mains, which were encouraged. And it was even often cited as Diablo 4's worst class. But now, the summon Hydra damage is being increased from 12% to 60%, which is a 400% boost to incinerate, with the incinerate ability. It does halves its ramp up time from 4 seconds to 2 seconds. Even the damage has stayed stagnant, so you still get the double use of the fire spell. And no sorcerer skills are getting a nerf for its damage. Now, some of the responses were positive, where Tails90 on Reddit did say, Hydra is back. And Helios did say, looks like it's time to start a sorcerer. But other players were indeed angry about it, or still angry about the sorcerers. In fact, one quote was spotted, I don't know how incinerate will ever be good if it doesn't count as a burn damage. Now, the match did say, quote, the real issue is remaining, is total lack of armor available to sorcerers. Our resists are going to be a bit better than everyone else's, but we're still going to get a one shot by corpse bows. A few more patches and the class might finally be fun to play. So it's not just the amount of damage they're putting out. They're saying that they're too squishy. Well, we're going to be out of games for a little bit because Valve did say via IGN that they're going to drop support for Counter-Strike 2 on the Mac PCs. So this is basically because there's not a lot of players on the Apple machines, which is why they announced that they have no plans for a Mac version of Counter-Strike 2 that is ending the years of support for Counter-Strike on the platform. Now, what Valve said on Steam was, quote, Counter-Strike 2 represents the largest technical leap in Counter-Strike history, and our goal is to continue to develop Counter-Strike for years to come. Now, the company did say that they combined, they represented less than 1% of the CSGO players, the active one. So moving forward, Counter-Strike 2 will be supporting only 64-bit Windows and Linux. That's what Valve said. So we'll see what Apple has to say about that and the Apple fans. But IGN also did say that Epic did ban Rocket League items of trading, and the community is calling for boycotts. Well, Epic Games did announce their intention to remove the player-to-player trading from Rocket League. And that'll be on December 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And they said that the decision had to do with bringing Rocket League in line with the wider policy around item shops. So here's what they said, or what the Synox team did say in a quote. "We're making this change to align Epic's overall approach to game cosmetics and the item shop policies, where items aren't tradable, transferable, or sellable. This opens up future plans for some Rocket League vehicles to come to other Epic games over time, supporting cross-game ownership." Now, within that same announcement, Synox did say that those who may consider using the third-party trading websites or servers are indeed fraudulent. For the quote, "After December 5th, there will be no way to trade items with any player or between accounts. Websites or servers advertising such as services are fraudulent and have no connection to Synox or Epic Games." So, what if you lent someone an item? Well, here's a further quote. "These actions are not supported by Synox, and all trades are considered final. Our support team cannot help reverse the trades." So there is indeed some backlash from the community. And some people were pointing out some of the achievements that does require trading will now be impossible to obtain. So Epic Games did come under crossfire, or does come under fire, across the social media. And this is where on Reddit, OddMarket2344 did point out, because that person said, quote, "They can't add a metric S-ton of items to the game and then remove player trading. What if you want something obscure? Wait for a billion years for it to show up in the item shop?" In fact, Nick8611 did say, quote, "This right here is the main reason I'm hating it. Apart from almost every item from there on being multiplied in price by a factor of 5, 10, 20, 50, and so on. Absolute disgrace. And what a way to piss off the majority of the community." So people were indeed mad. But maybe on a little bit more positive side. According to Eurogamer, PlayStation Plus Premium will now have cloud streaming that will get a full launch this month. So, 2 months ago, PlayStation Plus Premium subscribers did get some invites to PlayStation 5 cloud streaming beta. Sony did announce the feature will be getting a full launch on the 23rd of October, so in 12 days. It'll be on the 30th October in the U.S. So 23rd for Europe and the 30th for U.S. So 19 days for us, 12 days for you. Now, cloud streaming has been included with the PlayStation Plus Premium membership since Sony did increase the prices since last year. But it is restricted right now to PlayStation 4 game catalog and the PlayStation 3 and 2 games from the classic catalog. Now, the resolutions will now be updated as well, anywhere from 720p all the way up to 4K with 60 FPS. So cloud gaming will be arriving globally this month. And I did say the 30th for US, 23rd for Europe. It'll also be the 17th for Japan. And they will be also available in other countries as well. So here's what Sony did say. Quote, "We hope players will enjoy the new PlayStation 5 streaming feature that will be automatically added to their PlayStation Plus Premium membership. We'll continue to focus on evolving the features and benefits for PlayStation Plus, so there's more to look forward to." However, PlayStation 5 owners are celebrating the thick version because they announced yesterday, according to GamesRadar.com, that the slim version was announced. But the fans did say that, look, that's fine. We like our PlayStation 5 as it is right now. In fact, one of the subreddit users did say that, quote, "The existence of PS5 Slim implies that I now own a PS5 Thick. Totally prefer my Thick version." And another person did say, thick version has more balanced look. We are players, aren't we? Now, I did talk about CSGO, but the CS2 Premier Mode does have a rating ceiling, even though the world's best players are losing points for winning. This comes to us from .esports.com. And right now, people are indeed losing points even after they are winning their battles. Shai Nelson Santos on X did say, quote, negative 3,052 points at Counter-Strike. What's happening? In fact, one of the players did respond, quote, 34,999 is probably the new maximum to avoid abuses. But .esports did also say, quote, still, it doesn't mean Premier Mode in CS2 is perfect. It's actually far from it, as players have been complaining about the broken matchmaking. So maybe that's not an appropriate fix. Now we get to some deals. And according to Engadget.com, if you want an iPad and do some gaming on it, 9th generation is at $249. The 10th generation is at $399. The iPod Air, or the iPad Air, is at $500. And the iPad Mini is at $400. Oh, they did put the Google Pixel tablet on there at $409. And they're all at Amazon. But that's not the only thing. Some of the other PC things and games are also on sale. Via GameSpot.com, the Neon Genesis Evolution Thrice Upon a Time Limited Edition 4K UHD Blu-ray is at $63. The standard Blu-ray is at $23. And there's other things that's there as well. Asus, Keras Wireless, EVA Edition Gaming Mouse is at $90. So good stuff. We are also good stuff too. We are Group Quest. We are also Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. The sales come to end for Prime Day today. So go play some games, people.